stuff to make it fit for you, too. Hang on for me.
Hello, Anna. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I woke up this morning and I thought it was Friday, so I was a little bummed out when I found that it was Wednesday. But nevertheless, we are alive and working, so that's already a plus, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, I know across the world, I'm sure people didn't get that luxury. So, Anna, again, my name is Mario. I'm actually one of the agents within the finance side. We handle pricing when it comes to the services that we offer. I know you spoke with Tara. Did you have any particular questions that needed to be clarified, Anna? I mean, aside from pricing?
No, I think I understand.
Okay, that's good. So you do interior designing.
This isn't the first business I've built, and it's not the first
great.
Time we've done Google advertising. So
great.
I'm familiar with it.
I appreciate you being a straight shooter with me. It allows me to jump through the whole mumbo jumbo and just and go straight to the point here. So you know, especially if you've done you ran other businesses, I'm sure not your first rodeo for sure.
Yeah, right.
With Vesupia, I know you guys do interior designing. What is the ultimate goal of that? That's just the one question I have. I mean, are you guys trying to expand the company or simply take on more work right now?
I'm actually starting over. I have to repurchase my business license. I have to repurchase my contractor's license. And I haven't done that yet. I'm waiting for a divorce settlement check to come through. It was supposed to come through today, honestly. So, like, that's what I woke up to, was hoping that I would have a bunch of money and not. But, so,
that's a good way to fire back, I'll tell you. That's awesome. Okay. All right.
So, once I have that money, I'll be buying those things, and that is my only concern. But we have the business. We stopped the business. We've had a law firm, built that up, got divorced, and now I'm restarting from scratch the Vesupia Interiors.
Okay.
Like, I have all the pictures. I have all the logos. I have all the marketing materials that we made, but I have to, like, you know, update them to the current address and things like that.
Well, it sounds like you definitely have your hands full. I mean, that's for sure. Right?
Yeah.
And then, secondly, divorce. I know exactly the bald field that goes through. I've been through that myself. So, believe you me, I know what you mean by that. I mean, if this call was not being monitored and recorded, I can probably share a little bit more details, but since it's being recorded, I have
you
to
can,
keep it professional.
I'll use my imagination, yeah.
Right. There you go. Okay. Well, here, I will just, you know, again, skip through the whole, you know, mumbo-jumbo stuff and just talk turkey to you here. I know Tara, you know, one of the great agents that we have, as she told you, our company name is Local Splash. We've been doing this for 20 years. Within our company, we had a position that opened up, and we are looking to get that filled in today with an interior designer. So what do? We put the company that we work with that decides, you know, that we decide to move forward with, and they decide to jump on board with us. We place that company on the first page of Google, right? We also built a website for the business if they don't have one. Now, that's the next question I had for you. Do you have a website?
No.
You do not?
I have. I have had one, but I don't have one currently.
Okay, okay. Perfect. No worries, no. Art. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, 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 you go ahead. I get paid to listen. You talk away.
I forget what I was going to say. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess we have that in common. I usually do that a lot. It's not very good for me in the job line and the work I am. The work I do. Sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, what was I going to say to you? We will initiate a website for you as well, Anna. You know, we'll build it with our IT department. They'll get something going for you as far as a website is. Now, I know you do interior designing. Is that your main, out of what you do, is that your specialty?
Well, it encompasses, I've made floor plans to build out the law firms. Most of my clientele were law firms and lawyers with their homes. Those are the people I was around. Because
gotcha.
My husband was a lawyer, so those were the people I was around. So we did build out for them, and I would make floor plans, and then I would design them from scratch, from all the way from here is a big giant room with no walls to a fully functioning two office with a lobby and a conference room with a hallway, security, everything all wonderful. We do organizing, which that's a big part of what we do is organizing. So that can be a really helpful
category. Okay.
Category. Thank you.
Perfect. No worries, man. So it seems like you have quite a bit under your belt there. I mean, I thought it was only designing.
Yeah, no, well, designing, decorating is just decorating. Designing is all-encompassing, and it's supposed to be separate like that. And people who know what they're doing know that it is separate. That design, like people who are in the business know that design means more than decor. And I'm not an interior decorator, I'm an interior designer. I design spaces for functionality, for mood, to create the sense of what you want to show to the world in a business when I do businesses. And for homes, I've made Airbnbs in basements. I've retrofitted garages to be second businesses. So people could work out of their garages, out of their homes during the pandemic. I really just will do whatever the job that sounds interesting to me.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, it definitely sounds like we're definitely a good match for you as far as being able to, you know, put your name out there and, you know, make sure that you are, you know, not only starting in the right track, but, you know, to put the business in a legitimate spot where you, you know, have your own website, have your JBP, which is your domain going. I mean, so aside from, aside from putting you on the first page of Google, we'll get that website going for you, which is huge, right? Because, like I said, it makes the business very legitimate. On top of that as well, we would promote the business on the social media end of Facebook, the business side of mm-hmm. Facebook. We will run ads for, how do you pronounce the business? Vesupia? How do you say that?
Vesupia.
Vesupia.
Like Vesuvius Mountain, Vesupia. It just rolls more.
Gotcha.
Vesupia. Yeah, interior.
I like that name. You know, it sounds very... Does that name have a meaning?
No, I made up the word back in the late 90s when the internet was beginning. And it's just been sort of my handle ever since.
Well, you know what? It's actually very catching. I just, you know, you just got to put it in front of the right clients, you know, because it sounds to me personally, Vesupia, it's almost like, you know, something of, I don't know, for some reason it just sounds like something fancy, you know, something high priced, you know, just something nice for whatever reason. I mean, but anyhow.
Well, that's good. That's good because I am high priced, so it's fine if I get that impression off the bat. I'll say that.
Perfect. So we again, we will run the social media and on the business side of Facebook for you, running ads. We also put you on Yelp. We would put you on Bing, B-I-N-G. And then also, mm-hmm. most very importantly, we will also put you on Apple, right? So
okay.
The way that it works, Anna, if anyone in Seattle or the surrounding areas that you're willing to travel to, if they're looking for anyone that is doing interior designing, your company, Vesupia Interiors, is going to pop up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google, right?
Right.
So now the other question I have for you is, in the event, right, where you start, you know, receiving opportunities, receiving phone calls, are you able to take on, you know, more work right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you flying solo, Anna, or do you have some type of backup?
I have backup. I have staff. So.
Excellent. Excellent. That's wonderful to hear. And then the last question I have for you is, residential, commercial, what type of jobs are you willing to take on?
Both.
Okay, perfect. That way we will promote you on both ends. And here's the portion that I think you're going to like the most. Because we are a premier Google partner, our monthly rate is quite affordable. And I only say that because that's one of the questions I get asked quite a bit. It's like, hey, how do you guys do it to have such affordable rates? And the answer to that is because we are partners with Google, right? So our monthly rate, Anna, is $249 a month.
Okay.
That is a flat rate. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 programming charge with the first month. But every month, you are paying only $249. There's no hidden charges. This is not a contract. We don't, obligate our clients to stay with us, you know, for X amount of time. Our clients that are with us, and that's the thousands, right? We have thousands of clients nationwide. You know, they decide to stay with us because what we do works, right? And you can see that through the reviews that we get. I mean, our customers are just very happy and satisfied. And I think for the most part, you know, paying $249, it's what definitely makes people pretty happy, because I don't know, I mean, you've been doing this before. I mean, there's other companies out there that are, you know, just to give you an example, like Thumbtag or Home Advisor or Angie's List. These companies work a little different, right? They capitalize on whatever type of work that you receive or any phone calls. And I only mention that to you because, a lot of the clients that we get do come from these companies. And but for the most part, I think to get Vesupia Interiors on the map, Anna, let's get you on that first page of Google right next to your competition. And then let's get that website going for you as well, along with
okay.
putting you on. Go ahead.
So is the website included in the $249 a month?
That is absolutely correct. Yep. Yeah. That's a good question. You know, and I know you ask that because you've done this before, and you know that most companies charge you separately to build a website for you, right? And those are usually little hidden charges, and you're like, wait a minute, why am I getting charged separate? Oh, well, because there's a website included, right? And even to run ads, mm-hmm. you know, running ads also, 99% of other companies don't include that on a flat rate. They charge you separate for the ads, right? With us, the social media side of Facebook, we include the ads for you on that $249 price. So that is also covered on that as well.
Okay.
You know. All right, let me just get some details from you. Anna, is your first name spelled with two N's? A-N-N-A?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Now I ask because I have one of my nieces, but she only has one N on her name. Right. And your last name, Anna?
It's Bayon. V as in Victor. E-I-L-L-O-N.
Where's that last name from? You know, I work with thousands of last names. I've never seen that one before.
It's French. But it's very popular in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
And, so there are a lot of Bayons over in Louisiana. But it's originally French. It's originally French.
Do you speak French?
I know. I do
okay.
not.
Gotcha.
I can do a good accent, but a pretty good accent, but not. I can't speak it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Do you have an email address, or does the business have an email address, Anna?
Yeah, my main email address is Vesupia, same as the business, @mac.com.
Vesupia. That's V as in Victor, E-S-U-P-I-A, Vesupia @amc.com?
M-A-C, Mac.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
M-A-C.
Like the computer.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here one quick second.
Now, my email address for the business will be different. That is my main email address. But like I said, I don't have any money today.
Okay,
so
no worries. Uh-huh.
I'm expecting the money to come either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So until tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm not able to pay for either this or for my domain website name and email address that I want.
No, okay, no worries. You know, if it's,
okay.
I definitely understand. I'm not gonna. I mean, what can you do, right? You're not gonna pop up money out of. You're not gonna make magic and make it appear on your card. That's for sure. So this is what I'll do. I mean, it sounds like you are interested, and you know, I don't want to waste your time. And I, you know, you sound like a straight shooter that wouldn't waste my time. So what I'll do is I'll request a hold on this account, and we'll do a 24-hour
okay.
hold. And what I'll do is I will call you later tonight. You let me know what time, you know, would be a good time to call you, and then we will separate the spot for you, you know, once I take the payment, and then you'll be squared away to go.
Okay. I mean, the money could come tonight. It's more likely to come in the morning. But
okay.
If you wanted to call me tonight, or you could call me tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's do tomorrow. Let's do tomorrow morning. I you know, it's
okay.
Gonna be a little weird to be calling a client late at night. That's definitely not a very common practice. You know, so let me make a note of this.
Well, I mean, you can. I don't have anything better to do. It's just that there's not gonna. I don't know that there's anybody physical to push a button to make the money go any longer because they're on the East Coast. And
you know what? I
I'm
was
over on the West Coast, so.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, give me 1 second.
So I actually have a morning doctor appointment. Are you available to call me at noon? Pacific Standard Time?
Yeah, PST. What time in the morning is your appointment?
My morning appointment is at 9 o'clock.
Okay, what if I call you between 7 and 8? Is that okay with you?
I won't be able to take a call at that time for any duration. If you want to try to call me at 10 o'clock, you can try to call me at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Let me make a note here. Okay. I'm only saying because I'm also working Pacific Standard Time, and I, since I call people on the East Coast, I start work at 7 a.m.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't do early morning stuff very well.
Okay,
I'm not
yeah, I don't want
you would want to talk to.
Okay,
in the morning.
All right. Well, thank you for being honest with me. You know, I call you in the morning, you're like, "What do you want?" And it's like, "Okay, never mind."
Yeah.
Okay.
10 o'clock would be. I could do 10 o'clock. I have another appointment at 10:30. But I'm free from 10 to 10:30.
Okay, so I'll call you at 10 a.m. And this is what I'll do. I'm going to reserve that spot. All I need is I'm going to need your information. And here, let me... give me 1 second. Did you want to provide me the card information today and we'll run it tomorrow, or did you just want to give it to me tomorrow?
I'd rather give it to you tomorrow.
Okay, no worries. Not a bit.
I don't
not
have
a,
my
not,
card on me.
Okay, not
my
a big deal.
My card isn't on me. It's with my daughter. So.
Not a big deal.
She's not shopping,
I'm
at home.
We're just giving you that option.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what address is the business registered to?
The address, it's not registered yet. It will be registered to 1244 Northeast 96th Street, Seattle, Washington, 98115.
Okay, yeah, it came up for me right away. Okay, perfect. All right, so I will call you tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp.
I will be waiting.
Okay, you know what? I went ahead and requested for our upper management and our operations team to remove our listing because this, you know, I'm not pulling your leg or, you know, BSing you in any type of way. I just want you to know that. What happens is that if I don't remove the listing, the next person that does what do you do interior designing will get a call and the position is offered to them since it's an exclusive one, right? So what I did... I got approval to remove it from our queue system. It's called a queue system. So it's going to be removed. Again, like I said, you sound like a straight shooter, someone that's not going to waste my time. And I promise you that I will never waste your time either, Anna. So I went ahead and...
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by your guys' fit. And I looked up your website. You do look legitimate. So I'm
yeah.
definitely...
And I'll also, I'll send you my information just, you know, so you can feel a little bit more secure. This is my number and my extension. But
mm-hmm.
I will call you because if you call us, then, you know, you have to go through the prompts and all that other stuff, right? But
okay.
I send you a text message. Just let me know if you received it.
I did.
Yeah. That's me. That's me, Mario, and then my extension and phone number are attached to that. So I will call you 10 a.m. sharp tomorrow. Just do
okay.
me a big favor. If you can, please answer me because I don't want us to keep calling you back over and over. And then, you know, I don't want to piss you off. You know, even whatever the case is, just, you know, it's like, hey, you know, whatever, call me later, whatever it is, just give me a quick answer, and that way I can, you know, do what I have to on my end so we're not calling you constantly. But Everything is done on my side. Just a few more questions tomorrow, which will probably take me like 10 minutes. We'll collect the payment. We'll collect the payment from you, and then, you know, let's get Vesupia in front of the right clients, you know, and get you and your friend there occupied.
All right.
All right, Anna. Well, you have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow, 10 a.m.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.